I think the challenge for me, if there is one, is to make sure I stay in my own skin and to do what I've been doing and not feel like something more needs to be done. Because through the ebbs and flows of the season, I'm sure there's going to be added pressure. And if I get ahead of myself, I can let that get to me. But I think the challenge will be to not let that happen and just to stay cool, calm, and collected like I am, man.
Like I said, they're both great quarterbacks. Both balls are great. I mean, you just got to go up and make the play at the end of the day. They're going to put it out there where it's an easier ball to catch. You don't got to worry about these guys, you know, beaming balls. They both have touch. They're both leaders in the huddle. You know, it's not a huge drop off from one guy to the next. So I think everybody's comfortable with Mark, just the same way that they were comfortable with Nick, and I think we're going to be able to keep this thing moving forward.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, losing a guy like Miko, but, you know, we got all the confidence in all the other guys that are stepping up. And, you know, like it's tough. You know, you can't replace the D'Amico Ryans, but, you know, we got guys that are, you know the defense just as well, and they're going to do a great job. And, we have all the confidence for them.
Be a leader, be an example. You know, I think that's for everybody here. Everybody knows what we have to do. Everybody knows, you know what I'm saying, how to, you know, be an example. I think everybody needs to be an example for each other, you know, and like I said, it's one way to do things, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, we got to do things together as a team. And, you know, like I said, you know, just remember you're playing for the man beside you, and you want to be able to trust the man beside you. So everybody else is expecting the same thing from each other. So, you know, when it comes to practicing this week of practice, you know, you have to come in here, do what you got to do to make yourself better, improve on different things, and like I said, and everything will be okay when it comes to, you know, when it comes to game time. You know, I think we'll go out there and we'll do good.
I think it's a great opportunity for me to get out there and get another chance to, you know, show what I can do, make plays, be able to show the team that I'm capable of playing inside backer. I know I play outside linebacker, but it needed me to be inside because D'Amico went down. You know, once you got a soldier to go down, you have to, like Coach Chip said, you got to play for him.
Obviously, it's tough losing a leader like D'Amico. You know, he was the leader. He was the voice of our defense, but we need guys to step up. Linebackers just in general, because, you know, with D'Amico out there, we really don't have to talk too much. Obviously, little things, but with him out, we're going to need to step into a bigger role in a communication standpoint and, you know, get people lined up. And yeah, it's a challenge, and we're looking forward to it.
Mark's a good player. He's a really good player, and he brings a lot of excitement to the field. And it's going to be fun to play with him. I mean, we're going to miss Nick, but it's going to be fun to play with Nick or Mark too.
I knew that it was a quarterback that led his team to two straight AFC championship games. I knew it was a quarterback who wanted this love. I knew it was a quarterback who was a very high draft pick. And I knew it was a quarterback who in my opinion, did, you know, very well with what he was given in New York. So, you know, and I think, you know, he just reassured everything when he got here. So, and I think we have the guys to help him be successful. I think he can help us be successful. And like I said, I think we'll win some games.
I don't think you can just slide anybody in the system and hope to be successful. I think it has to be a guy who can play football. And I think it has to be a guy like Mark who trains for Bears as if they are the starter. You know, I don't think you can just, hey, take a good quarterback, put him in the system who's never done it before. I don't think it works like that.
I mean, it's not just the offensive line. It's really just been the way the season has gone. Unfortunately, we've had a lot of injuries. But the good thing about it is, you know, when you have injuries, either one or two things happen. Either the guy who comes in doesn't get the job done and you tend to lose games, or the guys that come in are ready to go. And I think that that's the way we've been. I think that the guys have come in and gotten the job done and have helped the team win. So I think that's very rare to have in the NFL. And the fact that we have so many good backups and the coaches do a great job of giving them reps to have them prepared if that situation does occur. You know, that's a mark of a good team.